Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I should know this, that the Parliament thing was actually a Chevy Chase reference from National Lampoon's European Vacation. I atoned for my sins on that one. It does seem like pretty much everyone on social media believes that you lost the rap battle.
That's fine. I got a little too big for my britches. You know, we did kind of like a post game with Jax of where I might have went wrong in the entire thing.
And where do you think you went wrong?
I shouldn't have said going into it that I felt like Baskin just didn't say much. Like, yeah, he was literally just naming things quietly about London. So I thought, like, in my head, I was like, well, I could do the opposite and I could actually like rap about London. But then as the words were coming out of my mouth, I was like, I can't think of anything that rhymes with any of what I'm saying right now.
That seems to be a crucial part of rapping.
And that's where we kind of went wrong.
Now, we never do this, right? Because we can be a fairly ruthless show. But I'm willing, I'm sure Jax is as well. You've had the benefit of the break. If you want us to drop the beat again, because I think you're better than what you did. I don't think you were awful. I don't think you really did. Didn't think you really landed the plane. I don't think you were awful, but we are willing to give you a second chance at rapping Nick Padone to just dust Andy Baskin.
At some point in the show, from now until 7, maybe it'll happen. It's not going to be right now, though.
Wait, what do you mean at some point?
Like at some point, maybe I'll feel ready to...
Does Jax just drop a beat and then you just go?
Maybe. But right now, I feel like
you're tapped out.
Right now, I'm tapped out.
That's
right
fair. Now, that's a tough
one. I'm accepting defeat. Baskin, I'm conceding. Baskin got me for now with the London rap. I think if we tailored the topic to something different, maybe I'd have a better chance. But I also feel like that's just trying to make myself feel better.
I think that's probably correct there. Yeah. 216-474-0092. Rappin' Padone or Rappin' Baskin. Anybody out there want to give Nick a win on this one? I cannot. Too rich for my blood. I think Jax is right there as well. But you know, you tried. Most people wouldn't try, and we appreciate that. And I will say, there's something else trying, as in trying my patience. Bing, bang, boom, pow. That was a little bit of a segue there. I cannot stand the Shador Sanders conversation anymore. I can't do it.
Well, did you see there's another layer of it now? Dylan Gabriel has responded to the miming of Shador Sanders responding.
Did he also
to Dylan
mime?
Gabriel being named the starter? He did not. He did not mime. And by the way, did Dylan Gabriel 216-474-0092? Did Dylan Gabriel miss a massive opportunity to stand up for his fellow rookie quarterback by not miming back to the media today?
So what did he say?
He pretty much just said that he can't speak for Shador.
What a teammate. What a teammate. What a fella. Yeah. Nailed it there, Dylan. Yeah. Really put to bed that whole, is there a feud between Dylan and Shador? Do they not like each other? And by the way, I think it's one-sided. I think Dylan just doesn't like Shador. But well done.
By the way, I think that's like an unpopular take to have. But the more time goes on, the more that I think that's like the take to have. Like, he's flying a little close to the sun with all of these comments, entertainers versus competitors. And I know they were able to put that one to bed. And then this whole thing that happened this week with the perfect timing being mentioned. And that's the name of Shador's rap song. Like, Dylan's flying pretty close to the sun with having an actual beef with Shador. And it's like starting to become not that much of a secret.
I don't think. Let me put it this way. One, just because the team said it wasn't a thing and Dylan said it wasn't a thing and Shador said it wasn't a thing doesn't mean it's a thing. that organization, and by the way, most organizations do, the culture of sports is to tamp down any potential outside flare-up, keep it inside the building. It's also something that is inevitably a fruitless thing. Like, yeah, we took a while for the Johnny Manziel stuff to get out. It got out.
Could I ask you this?
The same every quarterback, every beef that's been out there, by and large, does come to light eventually. And I think after teasing you, I think on Wednesday when Dylan's initial comments came out, I thought about it, and I think you're right. I do think Dylan was shading. I think it's too many times now. It's too many coincidences. And I do think, it seems to be one-sided. Shador does not seem to have any problem with Dylan that we know of, but Dylan does seem to be a bit of a knitting circle Betty about Shador Sanders for some damn reason.
Well, especially because when it pertains to quite literally any other topic, Dylan Gabriel is the definition of vanilla. He doesn't give you anything, but the moment that Shador comes up, we get entertainers versus competitors, and what's that all about? And then all of a sudden, that's about the media, and then now that you're named the starter, what do you make of this? Especially because teams usually do try to tone this stuff down. The Browns put that quote on a graphic and put it out on their social media. You wait for the perfect time. You're going to wait your whole lifetime. So for me, I've always been ready. They put that quote on a graphic and they share it out and they say, just name the starter and already dropped a bar. Like, guys, do we not want Shador in Cleveland? Like, what's going on here? I'm starting to get a little puzzled because it feels like everybody's taking shots at this guy.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you. Teams don't come out and say, hey, just so y'all know, we really are dysfunctional and there really is like some sort of an issue here. They don't do that. As a matter of fact, they go, no, it's taken out of context, or no. I just really like timepieces or whatever it is. I think what we're realizing is if all the context clues, which is all you have to go on, if all the context clues, the photos where all the rookies were doing wrist up, except Dylan Gabriel, who had his wrist down by his side, the multiple times it seemed like Dylan's taking a shot at Shador, all that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
All these context clues are pointing to a problem the Browns created themselves.
Correct.
And the truth is, people have said, how excited would you be if you just were talking about Dylan Gabriel this weekend and there wasn't the vague threat of Shador Sanders behind him? Now, my rebuttal would be, I don't think Dylan Gabriel's a starting quarterback. I think he's going to be a long-term backup, and I don't get excited about backups. The second he plays like a starter, I am on board and as happy as can be, yep. Right? But until he makes me a believer, no, I'm excited because I think Dylan gives you things that Joe won't, and because I think at some point anything's better than what you just saw with Joe. But I also think, if Dylan's got some sort of a complex because of how popular Shador is, and that's including with his teammates, if Dylan's got some sort of complex because of how much people talk about Shador versus how much they talk about him, and that's part of this, if this is more to do about the coverage of the two players and the way that I do think Dylan has been overly criticized, I've been the worst one of it, I get it. But it's the most avoidable thing in the world. One, you could have just drafted one of the quarterbacks, and two, you could have seen this coming from a mile away. And if either quarterback can't be their best self, or if there's some sort of dust up between the two or dislike of the two, I get that it's a professional locker room and you don't have to be best friends and all that crap. Now, the same point, that's the one room that has to be kumbaya more than any other. And if this becomes a distraction, if this becomes a weight around the Browns, you get no mercy for me, because anyone with a brain could have seen that this could be a really weird dynamic that might just require some actual leadership from somebody in that organization.
And you know what the other thing is it's putting more unnecessary pressure on this kid. He's a third-round pick. He was the number 94 overall pick. Nobody else was going to draft him in the top 100, guys. So the fact that now you're putting his face on a graphic with a quote that a lot of people on the internet have interpreted as a shot at his teammate, you better play pretty well on Sunday, because you know what Shedeur Sanders has that Dylan Gabriel does not have? An international fan base. People that will come out of the woodwork, whether it be in Jackson, Mississippi, whether it be in Boulder, Colorado, whether it be right here in Cleveland, Ohio. Shador's got a lot of people on his side that want to see him play. Dylan Gabriel does not. So the Browns continued to pump air into the Dylan Gabriel tires all offseason and all preseason and told you how much better this kid is than Shedeur Sanders. Now this guy's evidently reading a little bit of his own press clippings and taking some shots at Shedeur Sanders along the way. You better be good, Dylan. You better be good, because I know the Sanders army will be out in full-fledged if he struggles, even for a series on Sunday. That's how crazy these people are.
Yeah, it's not just them. Again, the Browns have put average Browns fans in a place to make a decision on Dylan and Shedeur. None of you should, by the way. It's a third-round and a fifth-round quarterback. But the pressure of a third-round and a fifth-round quarterback, and also the idea that you're probably going to be drafting a quarterback high next year, that adds another caveat of pressure on this. Another stone of pressure on this. And not just that, those guys know it too. So they're not just fighting each other for the potential future of the Browns quarterback. They're also fighting each other to see who can be the guy that might get the last man standing chance before they hand it off to a rookie next year. And again, all of this is circumstantial. None of this is written in stone, yada, yada, yada. But the Browns don't come out and tell you things. And when you don't say things and you don't stand for anything and you lie to the media and you lie to your fans, this is what happens, and this is where people... And listen, I don't buy the nice guy crap from Dylan. He is a competitor, and he has some issue, whether it's directly with Shedeur or the way Shedeur is covered. And that is not a great look for a kid who was lucky to be drafted in the third round. I am not going to choose a side between a third. It's beneath me. It's beneath everybody in this town to stand for quarterbacks who haven't done diddly squat in the NFL. And statistics tell you that neither guy is likely to do a damn thing either. But the idea that either of them feels any pull to embarrass or to make fun of or stand up the other guy, it's the epitome of stupid, and all of this was avoidable. And that's before we get to the ongoing discourse, which we're going to have to get to later, which has hit the epitome of annoying as well. Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.